Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. This morning in Boston, the pedal-powered fleet of swan boats returns to the lagoon in the public garden. In 2020, the pandemic kept the swan boats in storage. That marked the first year since 1877, when Robert Paget began the business, that the enterprise, still run by the Paget family, did not operate. On a sunny day in the public garden last week, buskers serenaded the crowds, and swan boat fans expressed delight at the boat's return, even if they had been unaware that the season opens today.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Brenda Ross of Holliston is playing by the water's edge with her young children.
I think that for the people who love it, I think it's great that it's back. Maybe we'll come back and see. Would you like to go, Colin? You like to go on the swan boat? Yeah?
The swan boats. As soon as we see them, we'll be back.
Yeah, super excited.
Jerome and Courtney Tomaselli of Watertown are watching their little girl Rosalie climb on the Make Way for Duckling statues.
Oh my gosh, well, so our daughter is two, so this will be her first opportunity to see the swan boats. And particularly coming out of such a restrictive kind of pandemic environment, you know, to be able to be out and about with Boston neighbors again is such a blessing. We're so excited. And for her to be able to explore the world and be a part of the Boston, the iconic Boston experiences is special.
What do you think, honey? Do you want to go on the swan boats?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Really looking forward to those swan boats, right?
Mm-hmm. Cassell Walker of Milton is relaxing on a bench with her six-year-old grandson, Harlan Griffin of Chelsea, who says he cannot wait to ride the swan boats, which he has never seen.
I give you a hint. Why do you think they call them the swan boats?
Because you see swans in the river.
Sometimes you do. But wait till you see them. They actually look like swans. They have a big, you know how swans have
Wait a minute, they look like swans?
Yeah, they do. They're pretty incredible. And it's like a big swan carved out. Yeah, it's pretty exciting. It's pretty fun. Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Also fun? Painting pictures of the swan boats, according to Lauren Bass of Hingham. She's standing at her easel close to the footbridge that spans the lagoon.
The swan boats is just such a part of the public garden. I feel like the swan boats tell a story. You want to have some kind of like narrative. There's a bit of a warmth in the story to put in when you put the swan boats in, people enjoying the day. So it's like the verb of it.
The swan boats are the verb of the painting? They're more than just a destination. They're a part of speech.
And I think swan boats are one of a limited number of ways that we can be safe outdoors with the kids and enjoy something together.
While their two children chase each other around trees, Bonnie and Ivan Houlihan of Beacon Hill say the swan boats tug at their heartstrings.
The swan boats are special to me. My mom and I first visited Boston almost 20 years ago now. My mom had lived in Boston, and it was special for her. So we visited them and left that same day. That was my only day in Boston. And then 10 years later, my soon-to-be husband and I ended up moving into a place in Boston overlooking the swan boats. And yes, they are very meaningful to me. So it will be nice to see them back again in the pond.
They were founded by an Irish immigrant. And I'm actually an Irish immigrant myself. We love it, yeah. It's great. It's just like it's an institution here in Boston, right?
On the other side of the public garden, 5.5-year-old Essa and her nanny, Megan Dunnigan of Boston, are sprawled on the grass with their ice cream cones.
We live right next door. We're so excited to hop on, right?
Yeah, I'm so excited.
I think that we're really looking forward to the idea of some normalcy, especially for the kids where this past year has been so inside out. It'll be nice to get some of our favorite memories back.
Essa, who's in kindergarten, says she loves riding the swan boats.
You can relax, you can see all the view and the pond and everything. And you can also see all the ducks. I mostly like when you can be with your family and sit next to them, or even feel all the niceness and the view and all the fresh air.
Feels good, right?
And you can feel all the outsideness.
Feeling all the outsideness and enjoying the swan boats in Boston, these are goals for a lot of folks, including Holliston mom, Brenda Ross.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be something fun for the kids to do. So, and I'm happy they are back. I think for people who love them, it sounds like you love them a lot. So I think for you, it's wonderful news.
She's not wrong. I'll see you soon at the Swan Boat Dock. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Sharon Brody.